Let's start with a song lyric that... actually, I have heard of this being misunderstood.
I live under a rock, apparently. I did not know this.
So, anyway, this person wrote, "For a long time, I thought the lyrics to Elton John's Tiny Dancer were 'Hold Me Close, Tony Danza.'" Well, have you ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, so, and it's not just like a couple of people, right? I mean, there's a whole YouTube video on this, and
it's got one of like, you know, it's got like millions of views, kind of a thing.
A lot of Who's the Boss watchers on that one.
Oh my goodness! Well, and a really funny, I'm still laughing about this one. So a really funny misunderstood phrase by this guy is hilarious.
I can't believe this.
Now you have to picture when he was a kid. Okay, so here's what he writes. "As a kid, I misinterpreted the term death sentence for the longest time. I thought the executioner actually spoke a sentence into your ear that killed you if you heard it."
That is tough.
I figure that's why the executioner wore a hood, he says, because that way no one could read his lips and die themselves. Do you know how bad of a sentence that has to be? Here's what it is. The Buckeyes are going to win.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think if I realize that, I'd just go to my grave with that one. I don't know.
It as the death sentence.
The death, yeah.
Wow.
Well, this week we are looking into the topic of listening, and we found an article from Forbes written just a couple of weeks ago by Lydia Glavakar. I think I did that
we
right.
We go for the articles, Ben, that have the hardest to say.
Yes, and I appreciate you putting that in my line there.
Names we've never heard before.
That's right. They're out there. We make them up.
Well, it was titled, The Power of Listening, the Number One Skill for Managers.
Yeah, for sure. So the article takes on, Greg, a couple of big questions, like what does it actually mean to truly listen, and why is it so important to master this skill when you're a manager or a leader?
Yeah, so to get toward the answers, we first need to acknowledge there's a difference between hearing someone's words and listening to the message being communicated.
I hear this every day at home.
Yeah.
You never listen to me. For example, when, you know, I remind Jim of a monthly report that's due, he usually hears my voice from just, you know, kind of just sits here and nods at me, and then he acts like I never heard
him. This happens to me at work, too. It's home and at work.
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, yes, very true. According to one researcher, though, words only account, this is interesting, for about 7% of the overall message
that
we hear. And then 38% account for the tone of your voice. And listen to this, a whopping 55% of your message comes through from your body language.
Yeah, this is why Zoom meetings just don't work
well. Yeah.
Because 55% of your...
And here on the radio, I got my arms crossed. I'm just like, whatever.
That's right. So it's not as easy as we think to truly listen to someone. Hearing is natural, but listening takes some work, which is why the author of the article reminds us of what is called the four ears principle.
Oh.
Yes, we have four ears.
Who knew? Well, when we're in a conversation with someone, there are four important things to remember. First, there are the facts of what's being said. Second, there's the talker's perception about himself or herself. So that self-perception influences how they communicate to other people. So that's important to remember. And then third, there's this intention of the speaker. You know, is the speaker being genuine or are they trying to like spin their facts? So you have to kind of recognize it. And then finally, the last point to remember when you're in a conversation is that the relationship between the speaker and the listener is pretty important. That helps define how well you might be listening.
Yeah, for sure. So the author of the article goes on to give us some quick tips on how to carry a conversation, listen to, not just hear, what is being said.
I'm listening right now, for sure. So the first tip is to be aware that there's always noise interrupting a conversation. That can be like physical noise, you know, like traffic noise or other people in the crowd talking, whatever. But it's also like our own emotions flooding in and clouding what we hear.
Somebody on the roof with a drill.
Yes.
There could be that.
Yeah.
I did see the ladder out there, so that could very well be it. Yeah. So we need to train ourselves to block out those other distractions and emotions and just focus in on what's being said.
Yeah, so the second tip is to remember that listening to our team members will make us a well-appreciated and respected manager. So spending time building those relationships with our employees and then listening, not just hearing, the words will yield great benefits, mm-hmm. like employee engagement, and maybe even get some more productivity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the third tip from the author is to model being a good listener. So the emphasis is on modeling here. Mm-hmm. When our employees see us focusing and listening, not just hearing, they're going to do the same thing. The result of improved mm-hmm. listening throughout the company can shift our business's culture from where it is to the better. So employees will think twice before leaving for, if you will, greener pastures, mm-hmm. and treat each other with respect.
Yeah, you got to do the lean in when you're listening.
That's right, yeah.
So, well, speaking of greener pastures, maybe you're an employee who is not being listened to, or maybe even ignored. And if that's you, contact us.
If you're being ignored, you really need to reach
out. You are in the wrong place, yeah. We have some great employers right here in the Jackson area who would love to talk with you. Or maybe you're a business owner and you need some help hiring some new folks. If that's you, call us. We'll put together a recruiting plan, easy for me to say, to fill those openings. Jim, how can people find us here in Jackson?
For sure. If employers want to talk with us, Ben, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. Or come on over to our website at usstaffingagency.com, and they can also call us at 787-6150.
Are you seeing more people jump back into the workforce?
Yes. Yep. Ever since they've been kind of, putting back the unemployment, a lot more foot traffic in all of our offices, mm-hmm. and a lot more people being placed.
Yeah.
Actually, about a 10% jump.
Mm-hmm. And it started pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So folks can just walk in off the street, right?
Come on in.
Come on in.
There, I'm Wisner.